And I think it shows just how much we simply project on these things and don't even reflect on what we already know. Because as in the chapter on shopping, one of the things I point out is with all this journalism about materialism and hedonism and individualism, we seem to forget that the person who actually does most of the shopping on a day-to-day basis is the person we would probably routinely classify as a housewife. And now, not at all somebody these days who doesn't work, they're working and they're dealing with household labour, and they are working extremely hard in bodily in both capacities. Now, of all the people around us, the individuals that we would probably see as least materialistic, least individualistic, and least hedonistic is that housewife going to the supermarket in order essentially to provision a household and to essentially keep the squabbles at bay, try and satiate the kind of differing interests of all the different members of the household, hopefully bring them all together in some kind of collective family meal. Absolutely not sort of regarding her own particular pleasure, certainly not doing it as an individual because she's provisioning everybody, and actually doing this, I think, to express her concern with those relationships. As I say, it's really much more a matter of love. I really don't see this as emblematic of materialism. And yet, as you said at the beginning, we ignore all of that and we blithely go on telling ourselves that shopping is simply an expression of materialism, hedonism, and individualism, which leads us, of course, to the question of why is that? Why do we ignore what is actually right in front of us that tells us that our kind of, that these kind of rather glib statements we make don't hold water, even after a moment's self-reflection?